What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Plan 9. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
It's time to put away your dice, turn off your TV, sit back and relax, because Plan 9 from cyberspace is being executed right now. Hello! Hello, anybody out there? Hello! Welcome to episode 94 of Plan 9 from Cyberspace. I am your ever so humble host, Lord Dward, also known as Ed. And joining me tonight are Becky.
Hello.
And Elisa.
Hello.
And at the moment, nobody else.
Yes, you have all women tonight, Dward. Can you handle it?
No. I unfortunately can't even handle one woman at a time, let alone two.
Oh, my.
Yeah, baby.
Now, let's face it. You know, I've been watching this show, The Coupling, on the Netflix. And the one guy, Patrick, was going to drop his new girlfriend because she wouldn't even consider a threesome. So finally she decides, okay, we'll do, I'm game, you know, okay. Now, the man's thoughts were, it's two women.
Mm-hmm.
He tells her to bring a friend, and she gets a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, she doesn't want two women, she wants two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Crack me up. I'm thinking, yeah, girl, you go.
Totally.
You gotta specify that ahead of time.
Exactly. And it happened to be a buddy that she showed up with of his. And he's laying in bed with, and he'd put whipped cream on his nipples and his Johnson and was handcuffed up to the bed, and in walks his buddy.
Okay, this guy was nuts enough to whipped cream his body and then handcuff himself to the bed?
Yes.
He deserves whatever he gets.
But he was expecting two women he was hoping to get.
It doesn't matter. No. He's a nipplehead.
Yes. But it just cracked me up because I thought, you know, I'd never thought of that. But yeah, you know, it would be a perception for whoever, you know, if he wanted another guy, you know, ooh. But
now, don't you think it would be an awful lot of work for the woman?
No.
Two guys? Oh, hell no.
No. They could do stuff to me instead of me doing stuff to them.
That would be like the cream filling, so to speak. Excuse the pun.
I am outgunned here, so.
Oh, you don't think that it would be a lot of work for one guy and two women?
I think in that case, the guy would probably mostly just be laying there.
Yeah, he'd be observing.
No, I think
oh,
he would
he'd be receiving.
Active.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
But wouldn't the girl do this? The girl could have the same.
Yeah.
I'd just lie there. Just wait for them to come to me.
Pun intended.
Or come on.
What the hell did this get started? Who started this?
Yeah, see, I usually try to avoid this talk. Oh, boy. And I have completely and utterly lost any train of thought I had.
Well, you know.
Oh, you know, we don't know anything about JR. He may never join us again.
Oh.
Turd Ferguson, on the other hand, cannot be here tonight because he had a lot of work to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Robert is MIA. We do not know.
Missing in America.
And it's Dale's off week. So.
When isn't it Dale's off week?
Well, who knows? Poor guy's got a lot going on. So, Anybody have anything special this week happen to them? See anything special?
I saw a good movie last night.
What was that?
It was called Les Diaboliques, or Diabolique. And as per the director, it's a 1955 film. As per the director, I can't say a word about it. You just have to go see it. The last scenes actually had me gasping. I was like, oh my God, this can't get any more. Yes, it can. So. And I have realized over the course of the last couple weeks that I absolutely adore Rob Zombie horror films. So.
Woo!
I think he is fantastic. He's fun. I've seen them all now. I saw Halloween and Halloween 2. I enjoyed Halloween more than Halloween 2, but I still enjoyed Halloween 2. And I think his directorial style is getting better. His storylines are fun. He has lots of really, really good homages. I love his cameos of all of his friends and everything, and I think he's fantastic. So go, Mr. Bob.
Like his music? I'm not sure I'm going to like his movies.
You actually start with Devil's Rejects or the original or the Halloween.
I watched Devil's Rejects I saw House of a Thousand Corpses.
I love that one. That was fun.
I liked part of it and then it got old.
Well, I think
I liked the Captain Spaulding part, but once it turned into, Hill Jacks chasing the girl around, it was okay.
Yeah.
It just didn't. Nothing leapt out at me.
I guess don't expect. When going in, I knew he was hated by a lot of people. I knew he was like considered like a hack, and so I went in with no expectations whatsoever, and I was pleasantly surprised. I call his films like fast food films because they're just they're bad for you and they're not like amazing, but they just taste so delicious. They're just fun. He loves the genre and it shows. I mean, Halloween has so many freaking horror. Like B-movie horror guy cameos, I was freaking out almost literally every 2 minutes. Oh my God, it's, oh my God, it's, oh my God, it's. He had everybody in that fucking movie.
Okay. I know some people didn't like that because he changed parts of...
I liked the whole backstory. I liked that too. I liked the whole backstory with how Michael became all crazy. And in Halloween 2, I know a lot of the, purist fanboys didn't like the fact you could see Michael. It didn't like hippie Michael. Why was I calling him Jason? Hippie Michael. And I liked it all. I thought, I took it as, this is Rob Zombie's take on these films. This is not going to remake shot-for-shot movies. This is Rob Zombie and his ideas of the films, and he actually really loves horror. You can really tell he loves horror, even his music videos. Very sort of just horror and fun horror, fun 80s horror, and a lot of his gags and his kills, they don't rely on CG. A lot of it is practical, which really impressed me. Like, the Halloween 2 has some really disgusting kills, but they're all, the majority are practical or practical mixed with CG. So that's impressive. And this is going to sound super blasphemous to a lot of people, but I've been thinking this since I saw Halloween. I would like to see what Mr. Zombie does if he remade, rebooted, rethought, Reanimator.
I don't think it's blasphemous. I've heard other people talk about how he made the Myers family white trash.
I
know that turned off a lot of people. That's what's kept me from seeing it to this point.
It's not...
I won't make an overall statement that it sucks or anything because I have not watched it. So...
But they're not super white trash. I mean, what do you want? Do you want some guy from, like, an upper-scale family who just decided to kill? I mean, if you look at his backstory, he had a fucked-up childhood. Really fucked-up childhood, the way that Rob Zombie makes it. That it's just like, oh, that's why he's so screwed up. This is probably, perhaps, why he kills. He's fucked up.
You appreciate it because you got some explanation.
Yes, very much
okay.
So.
Now,
very much.
I can't stress enough. I probably should shut up, but... I can't dog him out because I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But to this point, it seems more scary to me if you can't explain why the kid is so fucked up. That if he comes from just a normal suburban family that didn't have a lot of problems, that he inexplicably just one night decides, hey, I'm a clown with a knife and I'm going to stab my family.
Mm.
To me, that's a little more creepy.
Yes, but it's... Go ahead.
That's just on the outside. I haven't seen his version, so it's hard to make a definitive statement.
Honestly, I really liked the way that he handled, like, you have to see it. I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but I liked the way that he did it, because if Michael were from just a regular suburban family, it doesn't make sense. And it's more fantastic and fictional than if he comes from this totally fucked up family where his mother is like a, you know, essentially a prostitute and all this fucked up shit that his, he sees all this stuff. And he's just, like, it's already sort of ingrained into his genetics that his mom even seems like she would, she's kind of fucked up, and we don't know what happened to his real dad. His dad might have even been a killer in prison. I mean, it's all, it just works as a genetic thing as opposed to just a random, very fictional, you know, he's from this white, you know, upper middle class family that suddenly he decides to kill, stick on, like, a famous, what is it, a Don Post Studios Captain Kirk mask and just decide to start killing people. That makes less sense to me than the way that Rob Zombie, you know, went into his past and said this is what happened. And all the stuff with the psychiatrist, Malcolm McDowell, was fantastic. Just everything. That's, I cannot say enough good things about it. So,
you know, I'll give McDowell credit. I consider him a real actor.
So. He was, and you have to see, they're actually not spoilery, and they're on YouTube. The bloopers from Halloween... Malcolm McDowell should be in comedy. He is the funniest man. He is so hilarious. If you just look up on YouTube, look up Halloween and look up bloopers, hilarious. I was cracking up.
It's too bad we don't have Robert here, because I'm sure he'd have a lot to say about people being fucked up. Well, he has a lot of insight there. Damn it, and we were going to introduce a new special section with him tonight, and I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I don't think it's going to happen either.
Nope. Now, I saw a movie that some people would consider blasphemous, and that is Legion. Just came out.
Uh-huh. Oh, what's that? Is that? I don't know about that one.
It's... yeah, I don't think this is too spoilery.
No.
Apparently, God has... lost faith in humanity again, and he's going to wipe them out.
And if there is a God.
In this story, there has to be, because that's the whole point. The angel Michael disobeys God and comes down to protect humanity. And the movie's got some really decent creepy scenes in it, but there's a lot of downtime where, unfortunately... what they're trying to do is build character, and I think they spend a little too much time. They're still kind of cardboard characters. And usually right after you find out something about somebody, they're going to get gacked pretty quickly. So, it's okay. It's worth seeing the special effects. For CGI, it's not bad.
That's the thing that was so amazing about that Les Diaboliques last night, the 1955 movie. Within... like 2 minutes of watching the movie, you totally felt for the two like main female characters, even though from like after the first 5 minutes of the movie, you realize, I can't say too much, but you realize how awful they are. But you feel for them so much because you're so just immersed in, like, after 2 minutes, I was like, that's an excellent story. That, you know, you can, it's not just cardboard people that get killed. It's just actual characters. So.
Is that a Netflix?
Yeah, it's actually Instant Watch. It's Instant Watch on Netflix. Yeah.
Okay. I might have to try that sometime during this next week. All right. Well, let's move on to a segment we do have prepared. Well, there's only three of us. So
I'll go
Becky,
first.
You get to go first.
Okay. Cherry pie. Well, I went to Menards last night after I took a nap since I had to work yesterday afternoon. And
what's Menards?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a hardware store here in Lafayette.
Okay.
I love
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. And I buy a lot of my outdoor bird food there.
Oh, nice.
So I went in there, and I was just cruising around. And of course, I had to go over to the patio furniture. And I saw the biggest bag chair I've ever seen. Okay, do you know what a bag chair is?
Like a beanbag chair?
No, it's a chair that folds up and you put in a bag. And it's like a lawn chair. But you fold them up and put them in a bag and you and throw it over your shoulder and carry it somewhere. And
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I like my bag chairs. Anyhow, they had one that was attracting all the men, and it was hilarious. It was humongous. I saw a man and two children sitting in it. And it was $100. But I said, and I had a cooler hooked to it, but I mean, these guys were slobbering all over this chair. It just cracked me up. But anyhow, so then I wandered around and I went upstairs and I found a rocker, which is like an, called a cedar. So anyhow, I ended up buying it. I was asked my brother, texted him, will you pick it up for me tomorrow? Well, it went off sale last night, so I went ahead and managed to get it in my car, even though I have a hatchback, so that helps. More like a small SUV. But got it home, got it put together today, only smashed one finger with the hammer. But now I have this really cool rocking chair that I'm not quite sure where I'm going to put it outside, but...
Nice.
Got a good deal on it. So my cow pie would be that I ended up with a pretty bloody finger.
Oh. Ow. Which one?
It's my finger.
Your finger.
Yeah, that's giving me a real bad...
I mean...
It's my middle finger.
What? Your pointer finger or your...
Index
your flipping
finger?
Off finger?
My fuck you finger.
Middle finger.
Ah, my finger.
Your finger.
And I got it right at the edge of the nail, the quick.
And
luckily, I'd stuck on some thin gloves I had that I garden in, and just so I wouldn't get splinters because it's rough cedar.
Mm-hmm.
And... cow pie would be, of course. I had to work Saturday, but we got done quicker than we thought we would. Hmm. So they're happy to pay us 3.5 hours to just sit there and wait. And then, because we had a power outage, so we had to go around and check to make sure these specific hot water heaters came up and were working. We did that and just sat there, and then, okay, it's 2:30. We can go home now.
Cool.
Yeah. Done.
Your cash or nothing.
Yeah, that's why I could buy my chair.
You having an eye touch.
Yeah.
Do you get paid more on the weekend, like time and a half or anything?
It's time and a half, no matter whether it's a holiday or not.
Oh, nice.
And a holiday would be double time, wouldn't it?
No, there's no double time. It's time and a half.
I think on a holiday we get double.
Well, you're special then, because I don't.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
No, I'm done.
Okay, let's move on to Elisa.
Cherry pie. Nothing really exciting. I guess I've finally decided that I'm going to get out of this crap hole state and move back to my
Are
beloved
you?
Washington. Yeah. Because I am just sick of it, and I feel like I've been on a very bad vacation for 3 years, and I would like to go home now, please. So
there you go.
Yeah, and a lot of it is just, like, bad memories here, just bad times. I've had some interesting things happen. I've learned a lot, and I actually am really glad that I did it, because when you think about it, like, you know, if I moved just, like, a couple blocks away from where I was, I wouldn't have grown as much as moving 2 states away. So, but now it's time to go home. So I am
That's
in the
cool.
process of getting everything done and organized, and now I need a job and a place to live. So if anybody lives in the, upper Western Washington area and needs a transcriptionist, administrative assistant, or anything and is listening to this, please feel free to contact the program and give me a job.
So, there you go. At least an interview.
Yeah.
I think we are big with West Coast transcriptionists. So you may get some hits off of that.
But I can, my resume upon request. So, I'm done here. And I just, I'm just essentially trying to just, and my parents are being, really good. And they're like, well, I said, what am I, they're like, well, really, we're glad you did this, but we know. Like, I kept saying that I was in, I lived in Washington State for 10 plus years, and it took me at the most 2 months to like sort of get, you know, familiar and organized and kind of fit in. I've been here almost 3 years and I still haven't felt like I belong. So.
But that's kind of that state's personality, isn't it?
Or at least LA's.
Yeah. Yes, and I thought I could sort of, you know, combat that or get into that, but I just,
right.
I can't.
Overcome
I can't.
That?
Yeah. I have no interest in doing either. It's too much work. And there's nothing I really want here. Working in the movies has almost made me hate the movies, which is scary to say. Yeah, but just the whole seeing all the bullshit behind the scenes, I'm like, I just want to have the illusion of watching a movie on screen. I don't want to be in that bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
Except of course if it's in Vancouver, because the bullshit there is a little bit easier to take. So, but still. Anyway, so that's sort of my cherry-ish pie. Cow pie was last week at work was absolutely awful. I am just really sick of being unappreciated at work, but. Oh, well, so I'm doing a really good job, and I'm only being told when I do stuff wrong. Never, you're doing a good job.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, is that normal?
that you only get told?
Really?
I think it's at least par for the course, yeah.
But, I mean, I just feel like I'm doing so much, and I catch somebody else's shit, but then, like, the moment I screw up just a little, they're like, you know, make it a big federal case. But my mom actually pointed out, she said that you catch so many other people's mistakes that they're probably, it's probably just like human nature that they need to get you back.
Yeah.
You know, that it's like, you know, we just, well, we found something of her, she's done a mistake, you know, but whatever. So, but yeah, so I mean, it's been an okay week. Like, it's been a shitty week, but then I had just, I don't know, I've been okay. So, meh, I'm done.
Yeah, in my case, when I make a mistake, something doesn't die, so usually somebody's happy. All right, well, my cherry pie for the week is I get to spend all this coming week with my son. Yay!
Well, good for you.
Yep, he's staying down here because he's got some things he needs to do during the week, and it's easier if he's here. So it's going to be Xbox-a-palooza all week long before I go back to class. And I got to shave a reverse mohawk in his head tonight. That was kind of cool.
Ooh!
Reverse mohawk.
Well, instead of the mohawk that...
Oh, like the middle, like, oh, I see. Okay,
I shaved a stripe down his head. But then we shaved the whole thing, so...
Yeah, you got to play it.
Yep. I tried to kind of put my initials in there, but he didn't go for that.
I wonder why.
Yeah. And I guess my cow pie would be, I'm not looking forward to work next week. We're going to do something that is not the funnest thing in the world all week long. So, oh well, take the good with the bad.
But you're not going to tell us what that is?
Yeah.
A lot of walking.
Oh.
We're going to be baiting holes for ground squirrels. So we walk.
And walk.
What's the difference between a ground squirrel and like a tree squirrel?
They are
ground
different.
Don't go up the trees.
Okay.
They're different creatures.
Oh, okay.
Kind of more like a chipmunk. Do you know what a chipmunk is?
Not an owl. Yeah.
They're like a big chipmunk. Not as cute. Mm. Kind of like a small prairie dog.
Huh.
Or a meerkat.
Yeah.
Like
uh-huh.
So, makes for very long days.
Are you gonna take cookies
Hopefully
with
the weather
you?
Will be nice. No, I'm not. Why would I take a cookie? Why don't you tell us your little story there?
No, I will when you're done with your cherry pies and stuff.
That's pretty much it.
No cow pies? That's just your cow pie.
Well, that is my cow pie.
Okay.
So,
these critters that Dward is talking about, we used to have a whole bunch of them. Well, I would drive around, and if I saw one, I would share some food tidbits I might have. Well, one day I was at the store and I found this huge bag of peanut butter cookies, the sandwich cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought them and I drive around, and one day it was kind of getting towards time to go home and I was killing a little time and driving along, and there's one standing up like a little prairie dog, you know, just looking at me. So I stopped and I gave him a cookie. Well, I throw them like a frisbee because there's some distance between us. So I wing, and I hit this son of a bitch with the cookie in the head. He came straight up and down, and all I could do was laugh.
Oh, Becky, animal cruelty.
Well, luckily I didn't kill him, or probably just gave him a little bit of a headache, but I'm just sitting there, and then one of the coworkers drive by, and they're looking at me like I've lost my mind, not knowing what I'm hysterical about. But I swear to God, every time that thing saw my van in that area again, he disappeared.
Aww.
Which is not the norm.
Dward was really glad that I now have a Kubota, because at that time we had matching vans somewhat. So they would chase him down for a cookie when they saw
his
van.
Oh, really? Oh.
I would pull up to a place and it would be like a scene out of a Disney cartoon. All these frickin' fur bearers would just start galloping over towards the van. You know, they'd stay about 5 feet away and wait for their treat.
Oh, my God.
They were so used to
it. Did you go in a dress and start singing?
Yeah, but that made them run even faster.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, I had to kind of quit because they were freaking out the tenants. Because a lot of the tenants feed them also.
Mm-hmm.
But they did get quite friendly with the ones. They just, it was getting bad, so I kind of backed off on that.
You winged it in the head.
Oh, yeah, ground squirrel. Okay, I spit there. Okay.
13-line ground squirrels.
Yeah, look up 13-line. And I always thought they were joking when they said that, but that's
13-line. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow. Oh, Spermophilus. That's actually, their name is Spermophilus trisemliniatus. Sorry. They're cute.
Yep. Okay, well, before we move on.
Oh, they're pretty. Oh, actually, they've got pretty. I'm sorry. They've got pretty stuff on their backs. Now I'm looking at them.
Don't they, though?
Yeah. They actually, oh. And you have to kill those?
Now, explain to her why, Dwarf, because it may...
I'm not going to go into details, but they are in a spot where they absolutely cannot be for human safety.
Oh, okay.
So we have to... And you cannot catch these things.
Oh, all right. Yeah, because
so
they're pretty.
It's not like we go all over the place to get rid of them.
Okay.
We keep them out of this one certain spot.
Oh, so all right. Okay.
It just happens to be a very large spot.
Well, yeah. So they should tell their friends, like if any of their friends listen to this program, they should, you know, tell their friends not to hang out in that area.
Yes, if they would voluntarily move somewhere else, we would leave them alone.
Yeah, I can, okay, I get that, okay.
But I have a request for some help from our legions of listeners out there.
Oh,
Mark!
Mikey!
Yeah, Mikey and Mark.
Well, don't forget Tom and Glenda and Sue and Cindy and
I see.
I'm sure there's a few others. Candy Cane.
Candy Cane.
That's true.
I'm probably forgetting somebody, and I apologize for that.
Mark.
But
Mark. Him. No, Mark. Mark 1, Mark 2.
I saw a commercial for Windows 7.
Ugh.
And it's mainly done, the main character is a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing that he's doing is he's playing a zombie game online.
Huh.
I want to know what that zombie game is because it looks cool. So if anybody knows what that zombie game is, please send that in to us.
What is it, Windows 7?
Yeah, it might be a new one, it might be an old one. I don't watch a whole lot outside of Lost. I don't watch a whole lot of TV, so... But speaking of getting a hold of us, let's move into our listener feedback.
Hey, everybody, it's Mark.
Hi, Mark.
First of all, I knew the episode was going to be great when I looked at the show notes. Thank you, Lord Ward.
Welcome.
Second of all, this new guy, Kirk Ferguson, super hilarious. You need to get rid of some of the dead weight and keep this guy on. He's hilarious. I don't think anybody can be funnier than Robert. But this new guy is, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I would say with the Logan's Run, I would definitely, I'm a little bit older than you guys, so I would say definitely a buy. I love this movie. One of the reasons it is so slow in some places, though, Turg, is that back then we all had a attention span. You know, we could actually focus on something and watch it for a while. So, and also the old guy at the in the movie, Peter Ustinov, I believe, if I remember
Canadian.
Correctly, that is Disney's Blackbeard's ghost. If you have ever seen that. So,
oh, yeah.
Also, I could be wrong about this, too. I think he is, if not a winner, an Academy Award or some kind of nominated person. I know that when I talked to my parents about him when I was younger, that they knew who he was. He was a famous guy, so... Anyway, let's see what else was there. The song was great. I love that. It took me a second to realize what it meant, but I got it. And I think that's about it. Don't want to be around Elisa after she's eaten those pita chips, I don't think. Don't want to breathe that on me. Anyway,
it tastes good.
If I can think of anything else, I will call again. I usually do. May your week be filled with cherry pie. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Thanks, Mark.
I just ate some before I came on the burger.
Well, Mark called back.
Hey, I remembered something I wanted to talk about. It's me again, Mark. Paranormal Activity, yes, I saw it about 2 weeks ago. Maybe that is why I dreamt about the weird Ouija board. Really good movie. Wasn't that scary to me? I was tense and physical. I kept expecting something major to happen, jump scares and all that kind of stuff, but to me, a really well-acted movie. I thought it was great that way. A definite rent. I don't know if I'd want own it, but a definite rent or Netflix it. And I think that's it. That might be it for the week. Hope not, but if I remember something else, what'll happen.
You give us a call.
Take care, everybody. May your week be filled with cherry pie. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark. Hey, thanks for calling. And I believe we kind of glossed over Paranormal Activity last week. Now, Becky, you and I both saw this.
Yes.
You didn't really like it, did you?
I wasn't scared by it either.
Yeah, I've heard either people like it or they think it absolutely sucks. I haven't seen it yet.
I really liked it, and I found it super creepy.
Mm.
I don't know if I'd go so far as... saying it scared me, but the things they detail in that, to me, they're generally more scary and creepy than, the axe-wielding maniac.
Mm.
Maybe because I've seen so many that, just the one scene where the Ouija board moves on its own, that's a very simple effect, however they did it, probably string, but I just loved that. Because to me, that's creepier than the guy walking with an axe.
Yeah.
But that's just my personal take on it, so.
Well, we've seen so many guys walking with axes, everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the movie that still creeps me out is Poltergeist. Like, that's the one that still have real problems with. It creeps the shit out of me because I think it's the fact that it possibly could happen in a way. As opposed to axe-wielding maniac, yeah, they exist, but I mean, we've seen so many and they look so cartoony that it's like, yeah, we know it's a movie.
Yeah. I get you there. What part of Poltergeist freaks you out?
I think, I haven't seen it in so long because it actually creeps me out, but I mean, everything, just the whole... I think once Carol Ann goes through and is on the other side and they're calling to her and all that creepy... Like, even the little woman, and come back and all this and everything. I think
Didn't you think it was creepy when it first started, she saw they talked to her through the TV set, And then when she slides across the kitchen floor.
Yeah, and even the chairs, just piled up and stuff.
Yeah.
And the fact that they, at the beginning, they're kind of charmed and excited. Oh, my God, it's something different. But then they realize it's something sort of menacing. And it's like, ugh. That still creeps me out. I mean, it's just so very, very subtle, but it just, it's possible that it's just, ugh.
Well, and then the poltergeist too, even, they just, but to think that they built these on this burial ground and didn't bother to move the spirits.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm sorry, I believe in spirits. So, you know, I can see what you're saying about...
I'm enjoying a spirit right now.
All right.
It just...
I'm sorry, go on.
That's all right. It just, you know, poltergeist did make the hair stand up on the back of my neck, and then I just don't know why the paranormal activity, I don't know, just...
Is it that we've been sort of glutted with so many programs about, you know, celebrity ghosts and the dog sees a ghost and all this bullshit that, I mean, we've almost become desensitized to it?
I think probably maybe that with some things that had gone on in my life, mm-hmm. that I got a little desensitized from it.
Well, you know, I partly agree with you guys. It's the simple things that really just scare the bejesus out of me. I remember some program where, you know, Fox Investigates Ghosts or some dumbass show that was on years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And their whole thing, it was that pseudo-documentary style. And they were talking about the Amityville Horror or one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed this little doll rocking in a chair and the lights went out and then the lights turned red. Or, I mean, the eyes of the doll kind of lit up.
Yeah.
That scares the shit out of me for some reason.
Well, because it's almost possible. It's not like some axe-wielding, like, and it's also, like, quiet compared to, like, a loud axe-wielding or, you know, chainsaw-wielding maniac. You hear him coming.
Okay. I can't necessarily disagree with that.
And I think, like, I enjoy the horrors, and I will rewatch the gory horrors that are just fun, and you know that they're movies, but, like, Poltergeist, I won't watch that often because I'll watch it, okay, when it's on or whatever, but it'll creep the shit out of me that I don't really want to watch this because it's very scary. And it's possible.
But then again, I was scared by the Slea Stack as a kid.
Those little
dudes. As an adult, I can't understand how anybody would be scared of them.
Well, they got big eyes. They're kind of creepy.
Yeah, slow-moving lizards.
Well, I mean, there's a Doctor Who episode. You might have seen it. The Planet of the Spiders. Have you seen any of those with Tom Baker?
Oh, yeah. Planet of the Spiders, and you're going to correct me, is John Pertwee's last episode.
I think that didn't they cross over during that or something?
He regenerates at the end of that one, yes.
Okay, because there's a scene in that where Ramona's in this room, like blonde Ramona, Ramona 2, and she cuts open this melon or something. I was like a kid when I saw this, and there's this massive spider inside, and it goes on like her back or it goes on somebody's back, and I still remember this at 34 that it creeped the crap out of me. I was so scared.
Now, Alien creeped the crap out of me, too. Ooh.
Oh, with the face sucker?
Yeah.
See, I just saw that for the first time a couple weeks ago as an adult, and I was like, oh my god, this is so lame.
You just don't like things stuck down your throat.
Maybe that's
I'm still
cool.
Like, what?
Nothing.
Hey, anyway.
Have you guys seen the video of the octopus eating the shark?
No.
No.
This happened at some aquarium. You can find the video online. Apparently, some aquarium was having trouble finding dead fish. And they couldn't figure out what was going on, so they left the camera on. And you see this shark swim by, and the octopus just reaches up and grabs it, stops the shark in mid-swim. And it's a big shark. I mean, not giant, but it's a large shark. It just stops it dead. Pulls it down and, you know, ensnares it and walks away with it.
Wow.
An octopus walks.
Oh, those are nasty looking, too.
Oh, they're creepy.
Octopus? No, they're cute.
Ooh.
man.
We used to have an octopus actually in Bellingham at this cute little marina, and she was so adorable. She was just so friendly. And there's actually another octopus video that's online where this guy, the octopus actually stole his camera. They're really smart. And so he stole his camera, and the camera was still rolling. And so you see the octopus, like, swimming away, and then you see the guy, like, grab his camera, and the octopus is just kind of having fun. He's so cute. I love octopus, or octopody, or octopi, or whatever the plural of octopus is.
Pussy?
What? Pussy.
I had to say it.
I was waiting not to. We didn't have anybody here but you to say it before. What did we say?
Well, hey, what if somebody else has something to say, if they want to contact us and tell us what scares them? How would they go about that?
Well, they could call us at 1-206-426-2091. Still working on the email account. Mm-hmm. And we still have that lonely little post office box that... The only mail that ever gets in it is for the guy below us.
Aww.
I got so excited one day. There were three envelopes in there, and they were all his. But anyhow, that would be to Plan 9, P.O. Box 102, Lafayette, Indiana, 47902.
You know, you ought to sign him up for whatever advertisement he's getting.
No, he has a business. They're paycheck. I mean, they're people paying their bills.
Well, don't give those back, Becky.
And I couldn't believe I took it to the counter the first time, and I said, you know, there's been a mistake. Well, the second time, I said, again, the 102 and the 103, they must be having a little problem distinguishing the two.
Two and three, yeah, that's a hard difference.
Yeah, but that probably means it's the guy in the other box is getting all this weird shit. It's like, why the hell are they sending me vibrators?
He's probably keeping all of it for himself. I probably got, like, some awesome vibrators and stuff like that.
Yeah, no doubt. I bet so.
Okay, well, let's move into our specific topic of the week, which was...
Attention for what?
Now, wait a second. Where did you guys find this? And where did you dig this up?
Well, Michael found it over at the...
Found it at the old junkyard outside of town, Sam's place.
Well, I'd like to know how it got there. I'd like to know whose it was. I mean, this is generating power and light without heat, Michael.
How's that possible?
It's not possible. I mean, it's not on this world anyway.
Whoa. What other world are we talking about here?
Well, look, this has got to be broken.
Go get that battery over there, okay?
Wait, Bob, why wouldn't that be broken?
Because... If it isn't broken, Michael, this is older than Earth, all right?
Wait a second, boss. Just wait until you see this. Hook it up, Vinny.
Oh, no, I'm not going to hook it up. You hook it up.
You hook it up. I hooked it up last time.
No, I'm not going near this thing. You hook it up.
Vinny.
Wait.
I'll hook it up.
Okay, Bob.
No, it goes on these things right there.
Lights like this at Ozzy Osbourne concert.
Can you imagine the advanced alien civilization that created this? I mean, this is bigger than all of us. I mean, this is bigger. Bigger than any of us. This is bigger than the planet.
That's really big.
It's even bigger than the solar system.
Wait a second, Bob. Is this like when you told us we could smoke banana peels?
Oh, ye of little faith.
And what is it, Bob?
What is it? I'll tell you what it is. It's a time-space warp that's created by this gizmo that will warp something into our dimension, or we can travel through time and space.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Okay, so this was a technical film. The movie was My Science Project, came out in 1985. Fan-freaking-tastic year.
Mm-hmm.
And it stars Stockton. John Stockton?
Stockwell.
Yeah, John Stockwell, that's it. Yeah. John Stockwell.
Only because I'm looking at the IMDb.
And, okay, who plays Vinny?
Vinny
Fisher
is played
Stevens.
By the cutie Fisher Stevens.
Okay. And it also has Dennis Hopper as Bob, the science teacher, who doesn't like pigs. And we're not talking about bacon. He's a bit of a hippie throwback. So the story is the main character, Michael, Motorhead Mike, who is really into cars, is not doing so well in science class. The whole class has to do a science project, so he has to come up with a whiz-bang one, a la Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, to get through the class. And he decides to sneak into an Air Force graveyard where he finds this strange gizmo, not the Mogwai, but a machine gizmo, and strange things happen. Now, Becky, I don't think you loved this film, did you?
It was all right. No, I didn't love the film.
It takes a while to get going.
Yes, it was slow.
They spent an awful lot of time. I don't know if it was, and it really wasn't trying to be funny so much as just to show these kids in their everyday life. More so than at least what we're used to by today's standards. So it was kind of slow moving for a good chunk. Near the end, it amps up and goes a little over the top. But any movie with a T-Rex in it can't be all bad. Do you remember the T-Rex, Elisa?
I haven't seen it.
You've never seen this
movie? I've never seen this movie.
Oh, well, it's on YouTube. You can...
Oh, okay. I'll watch it.
You can watch it.
All right.
Fast forward till you get to the...
I'll just look for the... I'll just do a search for My Science Project T-Rex.
Good luck, because I couldn't find a good trailer for it either.
Oh, that's weird.
I thought I had, but no, that was something weird.
Yeah,
something
that was...
entirely.
Oh, T-Rex scene. My ear it is, right here.
There
My
you
Science
go.
Project T-Rex scene. So I just had to watch this and then the movies. Okay.
So, God, I don't know what else to say, because I figured we'd have some other people yakking about it.
Now, I like the friendship between Mike and Vinny.
They're pretty tight.
Yeah, because, I mean, Vinny's in the middle of having some backseat fun with his girlfriend when Mike calls him that his car's broke down and he needs some help, because he can't let anybody see that the car jock's car broke down.
So it's like a gay relationship?
No.
Like Herbert and Dan?
Mike happens to be going out with the school nerd who apparently has had a crush on him for a long time. And Mike was just dumped by the hottie.
That's a cool T-Rex.
Because all they ever did was go to car shows. So.
That's a nice looking T-Rex.
Yeah, it really
is.
Wow,
that is a nice looking T-Rex.
It's better than what you see on the Sci-Fi channel, or the Sci-Fi channel.
Yeah.
And it's practical, no CGI.
Yeah, that's probably like a miniature, huh?
Most likely. Although there is a one that's to scale.
Oh.
At one point.
Oh.
So, you're right. Vinny, who I don't think they ever really nailed down his character, because for part of the movie, he's got two sides to him. One, he's the Brooklyn wise guy.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, he's a television nerd. Because he's always making these TV references. I could have been watching Mannix. I could have been watching Magnum P.I.
I think back in the 80s, there was a lot of that. Like, it was almost cool to be nerdy in that sense. Like, it was almost cool to be a fanboy. Because there's a lot of characters that are sort of like that wear the leather jacket, but also can, like, quote everything from, not Star Trek, per se, but, like, some other show, you know, or know everything about horror movies or something. I've seen a couple characters like that just from the 80s, though, and then it just kind of went away.
Vinny knew everything about everything on TV.
Yeah.
Especially cop shows. I think that was what he was into, was cop shows.
Yeah.
Well, that's still manly, I guess.
Okay.
Well, and I mean, he had, the girlfriend he had was kind of a punky, hot girl. I mean...
Yeah, they had a real loving relationship, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. But they had a New York relationship.
Mm. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, New York. That's what I felt like, because it was like, oh, shut up. Get, you know, whatever.
I love you.
Yes.
But, you know, his boy is more important to him, because once Mike calls, he drops her like a hot potato and goes to get his boy.
So gay, yeah.
You don't see friendships like that very often.
Except in the movies. Well, actually, it was kind of like that. Was it sort of like similar to the friendship in An American Werewolf in London? Because I always liked that. Like, even after, like, the... What's his name? Died. They were, like...
Probably. Friends. Yeah. Yeah, I think if one of them died and came to visit the other little movie theater, there would definitely be a Mickey Mouse doll involved. So, Becky, anything stick out for you with this movie?
Well, I got tickled with Dennis Hopper. We talked a little bit about that, and Turd Ferguson couldn't figure out why they had him in this movie, but he played that part very well. And they ended up, this device that they found enabled them to do some time travel. And so then, of course, he comes back dressed as almost the Dennis, or the character from Easy Rider.
Okay.
But, the girl that was so obsessed with Mike, you know, she kind of asked him out on a date after he broke up, but he ends up taking her to the junkyard, which Turd and Dward were wishing they could go scavenge through, which is an old Air Force or airplane.
Air Force, yeah.
Air Force junkyard. Thought that'd be pretty cool to get that chance to do. But she's like holding the flashlight through their whole day, you know. Woo, that was exciting.
Apparently, go ahead.
That's okay. She got to spend time with him. What were you going
to
say?
According to the wiki here, the trivia for the movie, in an interview for Starlog magazine prior to the film's release, one of the young actors boasted of becoming the first person to use the word fuck in a Disney film.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be Fisher Stevens, and I'm not sure he actually said fuck.
Ah, interesting.
It's kind of hard to tell.
What is it? One of those long kind of fuck?
No, it's more like a fuck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, all right.
Well, it appears that Robert was getting his freak on, and that's why he won't be joining us tonight. I'm so tempted to say, what's his name, but I'm not going to.
Oh!
I mean, text him with that just to, you know.
Right.
Give him a hard time.
Oh, another one?
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't let that one.
That one was accidental. Well, Becky, I'm not going to bother asking you if there was any beefcake in here. Because I know you don't really like to rate young boys.
No.
And I said rate.
I mean, that.
Fisher Stevens is cute. Didn't he used to be married to, what's her name? Michelle Pfeiffer?
I have no idea.
Now, we talked about John Stockwell, and when you said it, Dward, I forgot, you know, face-wise. Oh, yeah, that was the kid from Christine.
Yep.
You know, and you talked a little bit about, you haven't really seen a whole lot of him.
Now, he played Cougar in Top Gun, and then after that, I don't know.
He retired.
He really did. You know, he kind of has this all-American boy next door look.
What, the main guy from this movie?
Yeah.
I actually just looked John him up, Stockwell. And he's done a bunch of shit lately,
yeah.
Actually. He's a director, and he's a writer, and all kinds of stuff. He's like a working dude.
Well, he's not in front of the camera.
No.
That? So you're not seeing a lot of him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's not important. I mean, actors are, you know. just vessels for the writer's words, so.
Yeah, they're more than that. That's why they get paid so much.
I don't believe that. Oh, he was in Turistas. God.
The people in what? Friends got $1 million an episode. What do you think the writers got?
I know, that's the sad thing, is that they don't pay creativity, they pay the vessels. They pay the empty cups.
See, if I understand completely what you're saying there. It's weird for you to defend actors, though. Normally, you're the one that's all in or to attack them.
Well, it depends. Defending them. Yeah, I'll defend them, but at this point, I mean, seeing what I've seen lately.
You can really appreciate a good actor.
I can.
Like, Hopper is great in this, yeah. As he is in almost everything he does.
But it's still an interpretation.
Just such a presence.
It's an interpretation of what the writer, you know, gives them to say. They're essentially just puppets.
True, but some of them actually bring life to
the
character.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe they get to do it over and over again, but, you know, some of these people are larger than life.
Yeah, which is sad.
You know, I think Hopper's one of them. Who else? God, who is it that's got that so much presence?
Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, Nicholson does. I think Emerson does.
Who?
He's the guy who plays Ben from Lost.
I don't know.
I think Emerson is just phenomenal.
Presence as an actor.
What would you say about Michael Douglas?
I don't like Michael Douglas. I think he's just kind of very flat acting.
I think he's probably more beefcake for women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure in his earlier roles where he never wore a shirt, he was fun to look at.
I like him in his earlier roles, but yeah.
That guy who's in all those movies, who's like, what's his name? Oh, God. The blonde guy.
What
who
is that animal toy I'm hearing?
What?
The wheezing.
Why me?
Oh, I'm wiping off my screen. Is that it?
Oh, probably.
Sorry.
Do it.
Do it like that?
Yep, that's
oh,
it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hi. No, what's his name? I'm looking him up now. His name is Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's not, like, well-known as, like, you know, Mr. Actor, like, the out-there, like, celebrity huge star, but I think he's a fantastic actor, and he has a great presence on screen. He disappears into the character, but he's still got this wonderful presence, so.
Johnny Depp's one that probably has a lot of presence.
Yeah, I can accept that he's a good actor, even though he's sort of so actorly, you know what I mean? Like, he's just so kind of
aloof.
Yeah, and weird and typical actor. After I saw the play, like, I mean, that play about the 20th Century Way, I wrote a whole review and it started me thinking about actors, you know, and do they consider themselves people? Do they know themselves outside of all their characters that they play? Is that why do they go into these characters because they can't handle reality or their real lives or don't know who they are? Do they explore characters to figure out who they are or to escape and all this stuff? So,
I think comedians are like that.
Yeah. But
sometimes when you hear them talk supposedly more candidly, a lot of them sound like they're depressed and fucked up.
Yeah. Well, I think actors are mostly.
But on stage, they're so funny.
Oh, yeah,
Like, anybody who's in really creative, like, I mean, it's a profession where you're essentially begging somebody to look at you all the time. So.
Well, that'd be a porn actress, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, it's anything. I mean, you can't look away. You know, you're there to see a person on a screen or on a stage, you know, and then are we really looking at the person? Are we looking at the character? You know, it's just, are they hiding even though we're looking right at them?
I think that's too deep for this program.
Well, I have
that
a
was
question.
Like my whole review. I was getting off on that. I was like writing and writing and writing, and it's just, I'm still pondering all this stuff.
Dwar, did
okay,
you see where
question,
did you see where the Karate Kid has been remade?
I have seen a commercial for that, and I'm like, oh my god.
Who is it? Is Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan. And it looks like, is it Will?
Lil Wayne?
No.
One of those.
His son. Will Smith's son.
Oh.
I think that's who the young boy is.
Okay.
You know, they've kind of changed it from being in California and
Jaden Smith.
San Fernando or whatever to, I think it might take place in China, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, and then, they moved to, under some strange pretense, they moved to China, and then, the custodian decides to teach the kid karate for no apparent reason whatsoever.
Because he's watching him get beat up.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I appreciate the fact that, you know, Jackie Chan could be making, you know, schlocky action flick after schlocky action flick. And instead, he does try to make a lot of kids shows.
Yeah.
So I'll give him a nod for that.
Yeah.
I just wish they would have had a different name to it. I mean, I'm sorry. Karate Kid.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't like it when they mess with something. Because I think the first Karate Kid is entertaining in its own merit on a lot of levels.
Right.
Did I tell you that the Karate Kid, everybody was there at one of the conventions I just went to, and Ralph Macchio has not aged a day. It is creepy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he looks exactly the same.
Now, was he Soda Pop or Pony Boy? He was Soda Pop, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was Soda Pop.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
I think it's The Wanderers.
Oh, The Outsiders?
Oh, Outsiders, that's it.
Oh, S.E. Hinton? Okay. I haven't seen that. I've only heard about it.
Patrick Swayze's in it, yeah.
Yeah, it's got every hot name in it. Isn't Emilio in that?
Yes.
Estevez? I think he is.
Yes, he is.
So. But we're getting off track here. We're supposed to be talking about my science project.
Yeah, where'd we go?
I think we've talked about all...
Because
I know that Dward and Turd have opinions about remakes.
Mm.
Yeah. The Fly's been the first one that I've really enjoyed.
Mm.
I wasn't as happy with the Star Trek one as a lot of other people were. It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
But when you change some things that seem to be canon or that you've grown up with, it just seems wrong. The piece of shit that Robert Downey Jr. did, completely changing the character, it's not the same thing.
For what? Sherlock Holmes?
I will not say the name of that movie because it is incorrect. It is
all
not
right,
right
then, okay. Okay.
I, especially when it's an iconic character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to reimagine certain things, there might be some leeway, but you can't change the heart and soul of the character.
Mm.
That's part of my problem with the new Battlestar, I think.
Mm.
You know, changing Starbuck from a male to a female is wrong for me.
Mm.
You know, if you want to make it the next generation, I can almost cut you some slack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Star Trek The Next Generation was not Star Trek, and it was totally different, but it was still, you know, Star Trek.
In the same world or mythos, I can completely live with that.
Mm-hmm.
And had they done that with Battlestar, you know, Battlestar 2010 or whatever, the next generation, whatever they want, and they would have had a female Starbuck that was his daughter, would have been absolutely fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been okay. I don't know if I would have liked Cylons that looked like humans, because that was such a, you know, awesome visual, you know, the silver men walking around, the laser eye going back and forth. Love those. I could have dealt with that. I know a lot of people love Battlestar. I just couldn't get into it because I didn't like the changes right off the bat. So, but I think we're stuck. I don't think reimaginings are going away anytime soon.
Let's just hope that they turn out, you know, okay, speaking at the beginning of the program of Rob Zombie's Halloween, I did not like the first Halloween. I thought it was boring and stupid, and I just could not get into it. But this Halloween, Rob Zombie's Halloween, was highly enjoyable for me. Just highly You know, not an, like not some highfalutin, like, you know, incredibly deep movie, but it was a lot of fun. And that's what a good horror movie is just a shitload of fun.
Now, I know when it came out, the original Halloween, mm-hmm. when it first came to HBO, which was in its infancy,
mm-hmm.
that movie was scary as fuck.
Mm.
It was really the first one that showed things like that, and I think it was probably my first time seeing boobs on screen.
That made it scary?
That made it fantastic.
Oh, okay.
And that chick is in the bed and just shows herself and wiggles them. That probably gave me wet dreams for a month.
Aw. Spank, bank, full, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It scared the shit. I actually watched, I realized yesterday, I watched National Lampoon's Vacation, the original Vacation with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo. I realized yesterday I had never seen it uncut, and to see Beverly D'Angelo's boobs really uh-huh. freaked me out. I was like, this is such a family movie. What are her boobs? Just.
I'm going to have to get the uncut version of that.
It's on Netflix. It's on demand. I watched it on demand.
Because she used to be hot. I mean,
she was very
pretty. Time has caught up to her.
Yeah,
but.
No, she was very pretty. I was just kind of shocked. She's in the shower. Like, it's an unnecessary boobage scene, too.
Yeah, it's just a little sneaky peek.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as unnecessary boobage. They are always appreciated. So, all right, let's get back to Science Project. Who wants to rate this? Becky?
Instant watch, okay.
Yeah, I'll have to go with you there. Fast forward until they actually set the thing off. Then it's fun for a little while. Before that, it drags. My memory of it, I was a little disappointed and getting a little sleepy early on.
Mm.
So.
Turd did some snoring.
Yes, he did. I don't know what it is about my house, but people love to come in and take their shoes off.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with that?
It's just something I've noticed. I go around in socks all the time.
Yeah, so do I.
But I do not like to take my shoes off in other people's houses for some reason.
Now, see, most of the people where I go, they want you to take your shoes off at the
yeah.
door.
Yeah.
They don't want your shoes on their carpet.
Oh, I don't. It's not that I mind the shoes so much. In my own case, I just don't want to step on anything, and I probably have smelly feet. Al Bundy feet.
Oh!
My socks might power a spaceship. So, next week we are not going to be here.
Or Dward is banding the ship.
Oh, yeah, I tried to get the words this next weekend.
I tried to get someone to take it over, but nobody wanted to.
Nope.
So we will not be here next week, but we will be back on the 30th, which for y'all will be the 31st.
Mm.
And the next movie we're doing is Westworld.
Oh, okay.
All right. Did you hear that, Alicia?
Yes.
No excuse
right.
when we come back.
Is that, that's a, that, is that
what was the movie?
What?
It's Westworld.
Westworld. I think that's an instant watch, too. So, oh, it's not. No, it isn't my cue. I've seen it, too. So if I totally forget, then I've seen it.
So we don't have a poem tonight,
mm.
and that's probably for the best, because we're going to go out on a bit of a sad note,
mm-hmm.
and that is heavy metal lost one of its founders today.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie James Dio died early this morning. He had stomach cancer. So if you all give the horns, we're going to go out to Last in Line. We'll see you in 7, folks. Ronnie James Dio, smallest man with the biggest voice. R.I.P., buddy.